This is Morning Edition on 89.1 KUAR. I'm Michael Heplin. A project is underway in Pine Bluff to restore the once grand Hotel Pines. The 105-year-old structure at the corner of 5th Avenue and Main Street has been largely abandoned since the hotel closed in 1970. The six-story building was designed by George Mann, the same architect who designed the Arkansas State Capitol. Reporter Jane Cottingham writes about the project to restore it in this week's issue of Arkansas Business and joins me now. Hi, Jane.
Hi.
4 years ago, I got a chance to go through the Hotel Pines with a group of photographers. At that time, there were no plans underway for its restoration, but there were a lot of hopes. Tell me about the effort now underway by a nonprofit to restore it.
Well, Pine Bluff Rising is the nonprofit that is working to restore the Hotel Pines. Sitting on the board is Stuart He, who has a background in operations and finance, and Tom Riley, who founded the Highland Pellets plant. That's a $229 million pellet manufacturing plant that opened in Pine Bluff in late 2016. And Riley fell in love with Pine Bluff, and he communicated his enthusiasm about the city to Stuart He, his friend and former coworker. And so they are now undertaking about a $35 million renovation of the hotel, although they realize that that could go higher as things develop. And they started several months ago. They cleaned out a lot of trash and debris from the building, but they have a lot of work to do. They hope to open in 2020.
This was once a centerpiece in Pine Bluff. The ballroom on the second floor was where he had a lot of social functions. What are they envisioning for the future of this hotel?
Well, they, much like the past, I think, they want it to be a centerpiece of Pine Bluff social life.
And Pine Bluff was once a city that was a major hub for that part of the state. It's been in decline for several decades. But this is part of a bigger project, you write, to try and help also revive the city.
Exactly. This is, as you said, part of a bigger effort. And they envision, as part of that effort, a brewery in the same neighborhood, and at least one restaurant in the hotel and a bar in the hotel. And they hope that this will attract visitors and in turn generate business and economic development for the city.
Well, you got a chance to go through it recently. When I went through it 4 years ago, it was largely abandoned, but you could still see the grandeur of the building. Especially down in the lobby, the place where you once had the glass ceiling.
The stained glass skylight, right.
Yeah.
It is still an awe-inspiring building. Much of it is intact, despite the years of neglect and water damage. But it has beautiful classical details, ceramic mosaic tiles, which are in remarkably fine condition still. There's marble everywhere. And it's still a beautiful old building. And they hope that it will again be a beautiful renovated building.
What fascinated me was how you had luxury suites, but also on the upper floors you had what were pretty much about the size of dorm rooms with a shared bathroom down the hall. It was an era when they had to have rooms to serve every price range.
Exactly, and those rooms on the upper floors are small by modern standards, certainly. When they get it finished, they hope to have about 84 rooms, as well, of course, as they hope to attract retailers in the public parts of the hotel.
Well, finally, you write that there have been several proposals over the years to try and renovate this grand old building. Does it seem this is likely to actually work out? Did they have the backing, and have they made enough progress that this seems like it really could work out this time?
Well, I think I am hopeful, and I'm sure that the citizens of Pine Bluff are hopeful. Tom Riley and Stuart He have extensive business experience. They have seen a lot of success. Tom Riley has opened Highland Pellets, so that is something that has come to fruition, and I think it's got probably a better chance than it's ever had of coming to fruition and being renovated and reopened to the public.
That's reporter Jane Cottingham, who writes about the project to restore the Hotel Pines in Pine Bluff. You can read her story. It's the cover story on this week's issue of Arkansas Business. Jen, thanks for joining me.
Well, thank you.
This is KUAR 89.1.